What do you usually
say? I did what?
I thought you was or were coming with us.
Was.
You say? And...
They're getting away from that now, but that used to be was. I thought you was, yeah.
We was or were going to town?
I used to hear was a lot.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you if you still do many things after your retirement, you say, yes, there is or are. A lot of things I do.
Use which?
Yeah, which one would you use? If I say, do you do many things since you've retired? And you say, yes, there is or are many things I still do.
Well, actually, there are many things I do.
And would you say, is or are a lot of things?
50, 60 years ago, they might have said is.
Uh-huh.
They is, but most likely said they is many things.
They
I
is.
Do. They is.
Uh-huh.
If they're saying there are, you might say they is.
They is.
That comes back to me.
If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color...
Are or is?
Which would you use?
That goes back to about the same thing. They say are today, but because the education is becoming more universal.
Uh-huh.
But back 50, 60, 70 years ago, they'd say is.
Mm-hmm.
They is.
What color is those roses?
What color is those roses, yes.
And you might say, yes, those roses is or
them,
are?
Is them roses. That's
them roses.
Is them roses.
Them roses is
that's
yellow?
That's what I said 50, 60 years ago.
Them roses is yellow.
What color is them roses?
I see. And if I said, have you, if I ask you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I...
Ain't?
Would you say ain't or haint there?
Like I told you a while ago, the haint was used more than ain't.
More haint, more than ain't.
Use it. H and there, your H sound.
If you say, was it a nice day, you might say, no, it... no, it want. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Weren't.
No, it weren't. I see.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
It is.
And sometimes I've heard, no, it wasn't.
Well, that's more modern.
I see. And if you think that it's right...
They might say, no, it ain't.
No, it ain't. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say,
He does something you don't know.
He shouldn't, or oughtn't, or dasn't. What have you heard there?
They don't use that dasn't down here.
They don't.
Much. It's used some. Very few people use that.
More likely that they'd say, what, you shouldn't, or oughtn't?
Art.
Art. All right, art to do that.
Is that a new one on you?
Yes, it is. That's new.
Well, I've heard that.
Art.
It used to be in common use, art.
O-R-T,
art.
That's good. You say, if I ask you if you can do something and you're not sure about it, whether you can or not, you say, well, yes, I... You say might, or might could, or might can.
I just don't know.
Do you hear people
listen,
say...
Not just.
Mike could?
Not J-U-S-T, but J-U-S-T. I just don't know.
Do you use the word might very much?
Might, yes.
I
might be able to.
Mm-hmm.
I might do this, I might do that.
If you lose your balance, you say, I what fell down? I whoops, I all...
No, I don't hear it.
Say if you lose your balance and you're all you fell off a lamb. But suppose you didn't fall. Suppose you say I like to fail. Like to fell. I almost fell.
They use that word for lack sometimes, at least
I like to fell.
I like to